Hello.
Hi, is this Curtis Golden?
Yes.
Hi, Curtis. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Family First Home Care. I just received a voice message from you, expressing that you have some questions about our program.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks
Good, how
for
are
returning
you?
my call. Good. So I have an ill family member, a sibling of mine, and
Okay.
I heard about the guy
Family
about
caregiver.
and I wanted to inquire more about your services.
Okay, so do you happen to know what your sibling's name and date of birth is so I could pull up the insurance and then I'll be able to go over what your next steps would be?
Hold on.
Okay.
Her last name. You're available 2 days after her first name. Oh, I need someone from Monday to Friday.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, so I have him on the phone.
Okay.
Marcel, give her your name and date of birth.
Hey, how are you? This is Marcel Edmonds. Date of birth 9/26/90.
And
First name
Marcel,
Marcel, last name Edmonds.
it's Marcel.
Yes, Marcel, last name Edmonds.
Okay. And what was your birthday? 09?
2/6/90.
2690 or
Yeah.
690? Okay, 2690.
2/6/90.
Okay. Let's see what we
Yeah.
have. Okay. So, do you have Medicare currently?
I'm Keystone. I have a Keystone.
The Medicare Advantage plan or regular Keystone first?
Regular Keystone first, independent.
Right. And because it's coming up in the Medicaid database as inact as you're in being inactive. Can I get your Social Security number and see if I can pull you up that way? Because sometimes there's two accounts in there.
Right. Okay. It's 178-726-1299.
99. Okay, let's see what we can find. No, it's still coming up as inactive here. All right. So go over what the way it works is there is an assessment process you need to go through with the state. There's three assessments. There's a medical assessment where they're gonna send a nurse out to the home, sit down and speak to you about what your needs are, and just do a quick overview as to what you're able to do on your own, what you need assistance with, and make sure that your home has everything you need. So if you need like a life alert system or grab bars, anything like that, they'll address it at that time. It is considered a long-term care Medicaid plan, so there is a financial requirement. They would need to know that you make less than $2,900 a month in your income and have less than $8,000 in cash resources in the bank. Do you feel, based on those parameters, you would qualify?
Okay.
Okay. All right. And Marcel, what is your address?
4627 Adams Avenue, Philadelphia, PA 19124.
And what's your phone number, Marcel?
835-226-5018. 835-226-5018.
Okay, and now is Curtis going to be your caregiver? Or, okay. All right. So I am going to text both of you with the phone number for it's called the Independent Enrollment Broker, and they are the agency that handles all of the assessments for home care
Okay.
services for the state. Them, you're just going to say you need to set up your first assessment. date with a 2-hour window of time that they're going to come out and do that. And I'm going to forward your information to enrollment, and they will reach out to get that information from you so that we can follow up, help you get the paperwork submitted to them and answer questions you might have. And then as it gets closer to the time when you're approved, and we are working on getting exactly how many hours you're approved for, that's when we would have Curtis. You need to fill out some forms to be a caregiver. And in Pennsylvania, they do require you to have a tuberculosis test within the last year. So you could start by just getting a TB test done. And then everything else happens, we'll get you the application and everything else we need you to submit. Okay.
Okay. Now,
right, okay.
Should I be present when the nurse
you can
comes
be?
Out?
You don't have to be.
Okay.
Okay. You don't have to be, but if you want to be involved in the conversation, anybody that you know, that Marcel, you want to be there because, you know, you don't want to forget anything, or you want to make sure that all the questions everyone has is answered. Anybody who's involved in your care can be present during those assessments.
Well, I most likely would be the only one. So.
Yeah, that's fine. And then they'll sit down and talk to you both about what your needs are, what his main needs are, okay? And his doctor will need to submit a form as well, just saying what his diagnosis is and why, what his recommendations are and things like that, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So now he has an appointment coming up. Should,
with his doctor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, when you what do you know what date that's set up for?
Yes, it's August 11th at 9 a.m.
Okay. Well, you may want to have you seen this doctor before?
No, I had to get a new doctor.
Yeah.
This is a new doctor? It's for a physical?
No, this is his this is going to be his
permanent doctor. Yes.
Right.
Permanent,
so this is just for your but you're going to the doctor, and it's for what? For a physical, right? Just for an annual. I understand it's going to be a regular doctor. Okay. So we'll make sure to send you enrollment. We'll send you the form, so that way when you go, he'll have the form that he needs to submit to us. Okay.
Okay.
And we'll talk, and someone will reach out to you most likely tomorrow, being it's after 2, and they'll want to get the date of that assessment. Now, Marcel, did you receive that text from me?
Let me check. No. Yes, I got it.
Okay, and you have that 877 number. So you're the one they are going to want to talk to set up that assessment. So you can call them, set up the assessment, and then when they call you tomorrow, just let them know what that date is. And this, and you can let Curtis know what the date is, and then Curtis,
okay,
you're...
Okay, the date of assessment, right? Okay.
Yeah, for the assessment. All right,
okay.
And if you have any questions, the number I sent that to you from is my direct line, okay?
Yeah.
All
okay,
right, guys.
Now, did you... said you were going to text me
something.
Yeah,
I was going to, but he's the one that needs to make the phone call, so I just sent that to him. It's just the 877 number for the state to set up that initial assessment, and I will send you over links to the paperwork we need you to submit to be a caregiver. Now, like I said, the TB test really is the only thing that we need you to worry about right now, and the rest of the paperwork, we'll make sure we get it done before we get the approval from the state, okay?
Okay.
All right, guys. And
okay.
If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call back, and we look forward to working with you both, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So
appreciate
much.
It.
Thank you. Have a great day. You too. Bye-bye, guys.
You too. Right. Bye-bye.